Unit 10, Track 10.6.
Technology that tells others how you're feeling? Is it good or is it bad? We all know about wearable technology that tracks our physical activity and our heart rate, but what about technology that tracks our emotions or our moods? At first glance, this seems like such a great idea. Just imagine the effect it would have on business meetings or staff meetings. No need to ask if someone is angry or upset. And if stress levels get too high, you'll know when it's time for a coffee break. Sounds good, doesn't it? But wait a minute. Let's just ask how this technology tracks our emotions. It does this by measuring our physical state, pulse rate, breathing rate, temperature, sweat, and so on. This is one way to measure stress levels, but these are all still just physical indications. They don't present a complete picture of our internal emotions. Emotions are far more complex than just the four or five states that these devices can measure. We can experience joy, sadness, anger, or calm, but also endless combinations of these emotions and so many others as well. Another point to consider is whether we really want other people to know how we're feeling. It's fine and probably very useful for people to be aware of their own stress levels, but do I really want my boss or coworker to know that I'm angry or fed up? It might not help our relationship at all, and could, in fact, have the opposite effect. When it comes to our feelings, privacy is a very important aspect of our communication system. Let's face it, there are some things that we'd just really prefer not to share.